Blog Talk Radio
presents a Plums Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. I hope everybody had a great weekend, and here we go again. You blink. Tomorrow is Monday. We start it all off again. So anyway, I'm Joanne Barton. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Applause Radio Show. We definitely have a great guest tonight where we got to shed some light on what's going on out there, and hopefully we can help in some way. So I am honored and privileged to welcome to the show President and founder of Doors of Change. They help homeless youth, and I thought it was only in San Diego, but it's not. We're going to find out how people can get in touch, how people can help. And without further ado, Mr. Jeffrey Sitcom, how are you, sir? Thank you for joining me, Jeffrey.
Thanks, Joanne, for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. When I heard about Doors of Change, I just had to let people know about it. And if there's anything we can do to help, I mean, you let us know. So we were talking before we went on the air, and Doors of Change have been going on for over 20 years, you say, right?
Yep, since 2001. And I realized I wanted an outreach experience one evening just to see how people find homeless kids and how they approach them, et cetera. I was so blown away, Joanne, by the experience that that night I said, I've got to do something to help these kids, you know, get off the streets and make better choices for themselves. And it's been over 20 years now. We've helped over 2,300 homeless youth get housing, get off the streets, be self-sufficient.
Amazing. And I was going to ask you, what opened your eyes? Did you see something? I mean, what made you really want to get involved and make this happen?
Well, when we met this 20, she was actually 18-year-old youth, and she opened up and spoke for 20 minutes nonstop. And I kept thinking to myself as she was speaking, what an old soul this kid is. How does she know so much for this age? And when she left, the outreach workers said to me, their jaws dropped down, and they said, that's the first thing she said to us in 6 months.
Wow.
She's doing her food, clothing, all different supplies for 6 months, and she did not open up and say one thing to them except for that day, and that really blew me away.
Well, what I love about Doors of Change is that you've really incorporated the arts and music to these kids, which, you know, music is a major, major, and arts just in general is a major pickup for anybody, you know, and it can open people up to where they wouldn't be before.
Well, it's our secret sauce, and it actually happened because I brought a blues group into the shelter over 20 years ago for one night to give them just a little music for their soul. And the kids responded so overwhelmingly. They were dancing around. They were clapping. They were singing together, hugging each other. The instructors came up to me and said, Jeffrey, I've done this for 30 years. I've never seen anything excite these kids more than what's happening right now. And the next day, I started the Music in Art program. It's been going for over 20 years now to get kids off the streets.
Wow. And, you know, it must have gave them a moment of normalcy compared to the way they were, you know, how they were. I mean, kids being homeless is bad enough. People in general are homeless. But kids, I mean, and I have so many questions for you. I mean, honestly, what type of kids do you find that come mainly abused or just neglected or runaways? I mean, what type of kids come to you for help?
most of the youth that we see that are on the streets do not want to be on the streets. It's very difficult to be on the streets. But
right.
they're there because they come from such dysfunctional families that their parents are drug addicts, their parents are alcoholics. About 40% of them nationally are LGBTQ kids. Mm-hmm. And our actually that we deal with is about 60% are LGBTQ. So that's a big deal. They kick them out just because they're gay.
Right.
And once you're on the streets, Joanne, it's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very difficult to get off because they don't trust anybody.
Right. Well, can you? I mean, how can
no.
you? You know, I mean, the same thing. I mean, defenseless, helpless children, defenseless, helpless animals. It just, it kills me that people
yeah.
take advantage of them. It just kills me. And I got to ask you this. With the don't say gay or whatever now, are you finding you're getting an uptick from kids as well, from especially Texas and Florida?
You know, we just help the youth that they get in contact with us. So things like that happen. You know, we just focus on these kids that are LGBTQ are going to get beat up on. You know, they're taking advantage of because they're different. They're thought of as weaker, let's say, as other kids on the streets, and so they really, you know, get it very difficult. And you know, so it's such a shame because they've done nothing wrong.
Right.
And I'll never forget that when I started this 20 years ago, there was a kid by the name of Joseph who his father was a Baptist minister. And when he found out his kid was gay, he literally within 10 minutes kicked him out of the house, wouldn't give him anything, nothing, no, nothing. And so the kid actually had to have survival sex that day with a 40-year-old white guy, and he was an African-American kid, and he needed $10 to get in a trolley to go to the shelter. And his father, you know, would rather have that happen than he kicked him out of the house just because he was a gay, and for years he wouldn't speak to him. And I never forgot that. It just was such a terrible story that this kid did nothing wrong just because he was gay.
Right. Well, sadly, in my opinion, the people of the church, they need to – they're a little crazy for me, but that's just another story anyway. But especially nowadays, you know.
Yes.
So I would imagine that a lot of people in the music industry have donated equipment, music equipment and stuff to that matter.
Well, I was very blessed that 20 years ago I met Billy Joel.
Nice.
And he remembered that I had integrity. I sent him stuff, and I said I was going to send him pictures. I'm an award-winning photographer. And he started signing keyboards for us. And he told Elton John, they were touring together, and he told him about what was going on. And so Elton said, I would like to be involved also. So they have the two of them say this is a good organization, you know, 20 years ago, because it's very difficult for people to trust today that you have a good organization, that you're saying what you do, you know, that you're not going to steal the money. And so when you have those kind of people that say yes, then we had the Stones come on and Carlos Santana and Bruce Springsteen and James Taylor, Etta James, many, 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 many people over the years have supported us to sign memorabilia for us. And people can go, if you like memorabilia, one way you can help us is buy memorabilia because it's going to fund 100% of the proceeds. We'll go to fund our program for the homeless kids. We've got a Billy Joel signed keyboard. We've got a Bruce Springsteen signed Born to Run art piece that has the whole band signed with a gold album. I mean, things like this, they can go on. Chris Isaac signed guitars. They have artwork on them, you know, Jewel signed guitars, Boss Skaggs. Those are just some of the ones that we have. But many people say, listen, I want to help. And I like instruments, and I'll buy one of these, whatever. And that's how we've been able to raise almost $900,000 in memorabilia over the last 20 years to get kids off the streets.
Nice. And where can people go to find these treasures?
Yes. Go to doorsofchange.org. That's our website. Doors is plural.
Mm-hmm.
Doorsofchange.org. And you can find out about our organization. You can listen to actual videos of some of the homeless kids telling their story, which is very powerful. You can get the memorabilia there. You can make a donation of any amount. If what we talk about touches you, if you don't take action, it doesn't mean a damn thing. You
right.
have to take
right.
action to make a difference. So even, you know, we have a thing called Angel Team. We actually trademarked the name Angel Team for the California Angels. And if anybody donates $11 or more a month, it's $132 a year. But $11, many people can afford. But if you got 1,000 people donating $11, that really helps us a lot. So you can go to the website and just do the, you know, the monthly $11 payment or $20 payment, whatever you can do. It'd be great. The most important thing is we're giving resources to these youth that want to get help, that want to get housing, that want to have, you know, a better life, that are willing to work. We tell them, listen, this is hard. You're not going to – this is not easy. You're going to have to work hard. But once you do, you're going to be very proud of your life.
Right, and some of them have become well-to-do in society now, I believe, that you've dealt with, right? I mean, you've got lawyers, doctors, and...
Yeah, we're very blessed. We've got several people that we've worked with over the years that have, you know, been really successful. Justine is, she's in, well, when I met her, she was 12 to 16 years old, she was homeless. She was homeless because her mom was an alcoholic, her mom's boyfriend used to beat her up, drag her by her hair, but he started taking her clothes off. And she said, I've got to leave. And so she literally went on the streets at 12 years old, shaved her head, joined a gang. It was safer in a gang than it was in her house. That's how sick that was. And you know, it was our music and art program that literally changed her life. And she's been, because of our art program, she made enough jewelry to support herself for 10 years as she was going to college, high school. And now she went to, she's in law school right now. And she's got one... She's got two semesters left, less than a year left in law school. She'll be an attorney.
Oh, good for her. Congratulations. Wow.
See?
Anybody can do anything. Anybody can do anything with the right help. Now, you started this in San Diego, but I believe it spans across other states. And I would think now that with life in the computer age, that you get a lot more online people reaching out? Or, I mean, I'll forget about the pandemic. I'm sure it skyrocketed after that.
Yes. Well, firstly, we pivoted completely with COVID because we couldn't have our award-winning program anymore. We had to shut it down. And so we started, we really pivoted to more of remote outreach. We call it remote outreach homeless youth advocacy, where we actually help these youth initially remotely, and then we get together with them and give them the resources that they need, and if they want housing, we get them housing. We've got kids, because of COVID, we started expanding virtually, like over Facebook. You're absolutely right, Joanne, and then, you know, we opened up a safe Facebook page for these homeless youth they can go to, and they've been contacting us, getting in contact with our case manager. We've seen record numbers of kids in the last 2 years. This past year, we housed 161 youth. That's a record. That's by double of what we've ever done before because, you know, these kids need help. They're very, you know, during COVID, not only are they homeless, but they have no place to shelter. And they really emotionally takes a toll on them. And we had 110% increase and mental health referrals this past year because of COVID. And we've actually set up a program from that called YES, Youth Emotional Support Team, which actually gives phones to any kid that wants to have a telehealth, you know, visit with a psychologist, psychiatrist, to get work on, you know, getting meds or just for therapy because they need it. And we pay for everything pretty much. We get them on Medicare. And, you know, but if they have any co-pays, we pay for them. But we give them phones so they can actually do telehealth, and it really helps significantly.
Right. I'm sorry, what is it? YES stands for what? What is the acronym?
Youth Emotional Support Team.
Emotional. I didn't know.
Because these kids, you know, mental health, they have a lot of emotional issues during COVID. I mean, more than normal.
Right. And anybody listening out there, if you're homeless and you know a young homeless person, please tell them to look at the website, doorsofchange.org, and they'll help them out. And I love that you guys are doing a show in June, I believe, right, with Three Dog Night. How'd that come about?
Well, one of the things that we do is, you know, music is so important for us in our organization that we've decided it's people would rather go to a concert than go to a gala. And so we've had several concerts over the years. And 2 years ago, before COVID, we had Los Lobos, and we sold that out with 1,450 people. And this one now is June 30th. It's a Thursday night at the Moonlight Amphitheater, which is north part of San Diego. And it's with Three Dog Night. They have had more than 20 hits in the top 40 in the 70s. They were They just had one hit after another, was a top 40 hit. And,
Love Sleepwalk Night.
Yeah, so I mean,
and
even if
I hope they do. Change is going to come for you because they do that beautifully.
I'm sure they will. And you know, it's just for as inexpensive as $49 for a lawn seat. Someone could come to the, you know, hear the, and they'll actually hear one of the homeless youth speak at it.
Nice, nice. Well, $49 to help is not expensive, and to see Three Dog Night especially is not expensive at all, at all. Yeah, so for tickets, should they go to Doors of Change as well, or where can they get
tickets?
Go to
doorsofchange.org. Mm-hmm. Doors is plural, doorsofchange.org. You can get information about the concert. You can get tickets right there about the concert. And if you're anywhere in Southern California, we'd love you to support this because, really, you're going to hear a great concert, but you're going to actually, the person that's actually going to be speaking, because every concert, Joanne, we actually have one of the youth speak. And this person is she's amazing. Nikki Johnson Houston. She was homeless from 12 to 16 years old, then eventually went to law school, then became her own law practice, and last year she won Ms. Universe.
Beautiful.
African-American, amazing woman.
Wow. It's amazing.
And she's going to be singing at our concert.
Yeah, that's. Help! There is help out there, folks, and you can change your life. And if you know anybody that is going through this, again, reach out to doorsofchange.org. And I have to ask you about your award-winning photography career. Did you throw that away to jump into this and delve everything into your life into Doors of Change, or are you still an award-winning photographer?
Well, I'm still a photographer.
You'll always be an award-winning photographer. I mean, are you just do you still give yourself that much time, I guess, to work on your photography?
You know, Doors of Change is number one in my life.
Right.
The photography was an important aspect of helping, you know, raise money, and I still shoot concerts. And you know, that relationship that I've had from the photography for years ago is why I have a lot of musicians that have helped. But I love photography, and when I'm on vacation, I love to take photography, you know, stuff. But this is my life for the last 20 years, and this is my life's nice work. That's the most important thing about saving lives.
Right, and actually, I think it originally was called Photo Charity in the beginning, no? Am I correct in that?
Correct.
Nice.
And I think Photo Charity is still our nonprofit, but because people after 10 years kept asking, how does photography have to do with, you know, helping homeless kids? So that's why we do business as the Doors of Change. It makes a lot more sense for people. But Photo Charity will always be our nonprofit.
Nice. Very nice. The people that work for Doors of Change, are they all volunteers, or I would think that some of the kids work for you too? Well, not work for you, I mean for Doors of Change.
Yeah, we have 4.5 full-time employees, which is including me. So there, we have a very little staff. We have a lot of volunteers, especially with what we do. But we're grassroots, and that's why when someone gives money, it goes to where you want to go. It doesn't go to our salaries as much. It goes to, you know, programs to help these kids get off the streets. And so we have a very, you know, lean amount of people that actually work for us, only 4.5.
Now, what about the other locations throughout the country? Who handles those?
Well, there's only one location in San Diego, but we actually talk to youth on the phone anywhere in the United States. So let's say they're in Colorado and they heard about us, whatever, and they call us, you know, I want to find a safe place to park. You know, where can you help me with this? Or I want to find a place to go to for an emergency shelter. I need IDs. I need life and health insurance. So the case manager will then research wherever they are and let them know where to go in that area to get things, and it's been very successful.
Very good. Very good. That's what I was getting at. How do you help these kids that are not in San Diego? So you people, your group reaches out to that state that they're in to try and place them and help them out. I get it. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I this is a crazy question, but not that it matters, but is it more male or female kids are really, there's no difference.
Well, now, you know, with COVID and stuff like that, now we're about 60% male, 40% women. It's almost 50-50, but the 60-40 right now. And there's a lot more women now on the streets than there were 3 years ago. I think COVID has definitely, you know, helped that situation.
Why is that? Why is that? Because of COVID?
Because, you know, during COVID, a lot of people lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And so their families lost their jobs, you know. So because of that, it was a lot of harder times. And you know, people are depressed. And so that's the combination of that is why sometimes you find more kids are on the streets, because right now there's about 3.5 million homeless youth in America today. And these are
that's
the kids
horrible.
Between 17 to 25. They're called the transitional age youth, which is the most underserved of the entire homeless population. People think they're adults, they can handle it. Well, they can't. You know, they weren't told by their parents what to do. And this is the group, by the way, Jane, that has the greatest chance of breaking the cycle of homelessness, because they haven't been on the, you know, outside that long. They're not that messed up in drugs, alcohol, or mental health issues to, you know, they still can turn their life around if we get to them quickly. And that's why building trust is huge, because if they do not trust you, they're not going to ask for help. And when we go out to them and say, you know, come in for one day and just check out our music and our program, you'll get free music lessons. We have 8 instruments. And, you know, even if you come for 6 times, you can earn an instrument of your choice or art supplies. Mm-hmm. And we have almost 453 youth now that have earned instruments or art supplies, $50 in art supplies or an instrument. There's a lot of kids that have, you know, done that. And that helps their self-esteem. You know, they start mastering things for the first time in their life, so they start feeling really better about themselves. They have hope that maybe I can do something. So by, you know, developing that trust very quickly, within 1 to 3 classes, they trust us enough to ask for help. It used to take 6 or 9 months. That's a huge difference.
Yeah. That may be on drugs that are homeless. That's totally different. They're the same way. You just find them a drug rehab place as well.
Yeah, it depends on what drug they're on. But if they're on hard drugs, we cannot help them. They have to get help from rehab. And when they want to get help, we'll get them, you know, like here it's McAllister. You know, we'll get them a drug rehab place they can go in. But if they're on, you know, meth, or heroin, or Oxycontin, or any of these tough stuff, we cannot, they're not going to succeed unless they work on that first.
Right. That's more important to them anyway.
Yeah.
To some people anyway. But,
yes.
Yeah. Well, I think it's amazing what you're doing. And now, as a photographer, have you been documenting everything? Photojournalistically with everything that's been going on over the last 20 years, and is there a book about what you do with all your photos?
You know, I've got thousands of photos, but there's no book. I don't have time to do a book. My time is helping kids get off the streets. That's more important than a book about photography.
I mean the book about the homeless with the photos, all the kids you've helped and the stories instead of, you know.
Right. No, haven't done that. Don't have the time to do that. We're so busy, you know, going on outreach on the streets, helping these kids, all the stuff that we do. There's not a lot of time to do the others, and it's not as important to us. But getting the word out like this is wonderful because, you know, most people say to me, Jeffrey had no idea the severity of this issue. Because really, this issue with the youth homelessness can be really changed significantly if you just help us. Give us the resources to get more kids off the streets. Because once they get off the streets, they become role models, and they give hope to other youth that, hey, I can break this cycle.
Well, thank God you're doing what you're doing. I wish more people would do what you're doing, and hopefully we do get more people involved by going to doorsofchange.org to either donate or possibly is it a bid on the autographed items, or it's like a auction or just purchase?
Yes. Well, you can just purchase it online. And once the things that aren't purchased before, you know, before our Three Dog Night concert, then we're going to sell those at live auction at the concert. But some people, I just had a couple weeks ago, someone buy a Jewel guitar, signed guitar. So, you know, you don't know. Someone looks at it and says, I like Bruce Springsteen. I like this cause. I'm going to do it. We would appreciate it. Again, it's 100% goes to getting kids off the streets. And, you know, thank God that the musicians trust us and sign stuff for us. And you know, you can make a difference, even if it's a $10 donation. If many people give a $10 donation, we're going to have enough money to help more kids, feed them, get them the supplies that they need. There's a lot of stuff that we need to give them when we see them, you know. So we thank goodness have many youth that have succeeded, and that when they are at our concerts and stuff like that, they speak and blow people away by their success stories. They have amazing Rocky stories of overcoming everything.
Nice. And do you guys look for donations for food and clothes as well, or just the financial?
Just financial right now. We have enough food and clothes because we've, you know, during COVID, so many people have given us clothes and food type things that we definitely just need financially. We appreciate anybody's help because, again, these kids really can be role models and they really can succeed in life. I mean, Tyler, when I met Tyler, he was 16 years old. His mom was a meth addict. And he was on the streets for 4 years living under the pier because his mom loved him, and she was a meth addict. Well, he came into our program, and our music program had a tremendous influence on him. And he started, you know, mastering things, feeling better about himself. He came and said, you know, I want to become a security guard. Will you pay for my guard card? It was going to cost $400 at the time. And we did because he was such a giver. Do you know that this kid worked his way up? He was honored at Petco Park for Employee of the Year in front of 25,000 people where the Padres play. And just a tremendous, you know, success story. He's the youngest manager for Elite Security of their 2,000 employees. And then he went on to, you know, work AMR, which is a group that does the ambulances and stuff. And he's a supervisor there, a high-level position. So these kids, you know, we help them get off the streets, and they're driven to help, you know, to succeed. They can go far. They can do fantastic, and they have. Many of our kids have done fantastic.
Right. Well, that's all they need. They need to get off the streets, have somewhere safe, and then be the person that they are meant to be. I mean, when you're homeless, how could you be you when you're homeless? I mean, you're trying to figure out where the hell you're going to sleep. What are you going to eat? I mean, who's coming after me? Who's going to, you know, God, this, I can't even imagine what it's like to live on the street, honestly. But my heart breaks for everybody who lives on the streets, especially, I don't know if you know, but like in New York here, I don't know how it is out in San Diego or California, the homeless, but a lot of our homeless here are mentally ill.
Yep.
So we're having a lot of issues with that, and that needs to be addressed big time, too. I think, I just saw yesterday on the news, Jeffrey, you're not going to believe this poor woman, her kids live in New York, that she came to visit from probably Bumble, part of my French, you know, middle of the country somewhere, you know, not knowing New York very well. They're walking down the street. She's pulling her suitcase on her wheels, a little tiny suitcase, travel suitcase. Homeless man just walks up to her, knocked her down, face first, the biggest black eye. She lost teeth. An elderly woman. It's like, what is wrong? I just don't get it. Somebody really needs to address that as well. The homeless and the mental issues that we have as well. There's a lot in the country that we didn't realize we had until COVID, I guess, you know, really brought it out. It really did. COVID definitely changed a lot for a lot of people. And again, I love what you're doing, and I hope I was of some help for you as well. I will definitely make sure that I put this in my article in the paper next week so people know about it as well, so they can go to doorsofchange.org and hopefully, like you said, donate or even purchase one of the items. I know after we get off the phone, I'm definitely going to go check out the site.
Thank you. And again, go and actually watch a couple of the interviews. At the very top, there's a 3-minute video, which is very powerful. It'll show you what we do. And
nice.
We appreciate, you know, any help that people can give so we can have more kids have a better life with hard work.
Absolutely, and they can do it. They just need the proper guidance. And with Doors of Change, they've got that happening. So, folks, go check it out, doorsofchange.org. Do anything you can to help and let people know that if they need help, go to doorsofchange.org. If you don't need help, let people know they need help or help. Come on. Let's be American here. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Right? It's like, my God. I'm just so frustrated with everything these days, Jeffrey. I can't. I say to myself, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. So, you know, I don't get it. Yeah. There's just so much craziness going on. But thank you so much for hanging out with us. Is there anything else you'd like to add for anybody out there to give a hand?
Just, you know, if you're touched by this, you know, in your area that you live in, check and see who works with homeless youth and assist them. Because there's homeless youth everywhere in America today. So, and there's, you know, good organizations in Buffalo, New York, and Chicago, in Washington, D.C., all over. There's good, you know, places that actually work with homeless youth. And the transitional age youth is the youth that are the least helped and the ones that need it the most. So the 17 to 25-year-olds.
Right. Wow. Oh, God. Jeffrey, thank you so very much. I'm so glad you enlightened me and opened my eyes about this because I wasn't aware of it at all. I mean, I know there's obviously we all know there's homeless, but the number of homeless youth, that's just staggering, 3.5 million in supposedly the greatest country of the world. That's just ridiculous. It should not be happening. It should not be happening.
Thank you for inviting me, Joanne. I really appreciate it, and I hope and pray that we hear from some of your listeners that are touched by this, that want to, you know, help kids, and together we can get more kids off the streets and have them have a better life, and it's more productive for, you know, for our country, too.
Absolutely. They are our future, so absolutely. So, again, thank you so much, Jeffrey. What a pleasure, and I wish you all the that is June 30th out in California at the, what's it called, the Moonlight Amphitheater in Vista, California, June 30th. Go to doorsofchange.org to get your tickets, and it's going to a good cause. 100% of the proceeds go to doorsofchange.org for the concert and the purchases you make on the site and any donations. So I wish you all the best, and let's serve those kids.
Thank you so much.
Oh, take care, Jeffrey. Everybody, Jeffrey Sitkoff, president and founder of Doors of Change. Help us out, folks. Help the homeless youth. Jeffrey's doing the best he can, but he needs our help. So thank you so much, Jeffrey. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. That was, wow, definitely eye-opening. I don't see many homeless anymore, well, as of late, I should say, because being remote and everything. But, I mean, there were many homeless that I would see when I was commuting to New York, and I would give them food or money. I hated to give them money because I didn't know if they would buy it for drugs, but of course I would give them money. But it was something I was not happy to do because I didn't know if they were going to go buy alcohol. I mean, these weren't kids, obviously. These were older people and, you know, adults. And but 3.5 million homeless youth in the United States of America. I don't even know how many homeless people in general we have in the supposed greatest country. Well, the greatest country in the world, and we should not have any of this. And again, as I mentioned, the level of people who have mental health issues who are homeless, I mean, I don't know if they have it before they're homeless or do they get the mental issues when you're homeless, because that could sure happen. You're homeless, man. I mean, that would drive me crazy, not knowing where I'm going to sleep. If I'm going to, oh, it's just, I don't know. So really, if you have seen anybody that needs help, especially the young ones, help them out. Tell them about doorsofchange.org. Go there yourself. I'm going to the site after the show, and I'm going to see what they have up there. And if anything, I'd like to donate if I can't do purchase anything. But I am going to check it out, and I wish I was in California in June. I'd love to see Three Dog Night. That's going to be a fabulous show. I love Three Dog Night. They're great, absolutely great. So that, again, is Thursday, June 30th at 7:30 in the Moonlight Amphitheater in Vista, California, and you get your tickets at doorsofchange.org. You can donate at doorsofchange.org, and you can also purchase the memorabilia, signed memorabilia. There's something out there, and the whole band signed, the old E Street band, so I'm curious to take a look myself. So, doorsofchange.org, and help, folks, help. Like I said, Jeffrey's doing everything he can, but never not enough. There's always more that can be done, so if you can help, help. So we have a great month lined up for you guys. My buddy, I love him to death, Mel Carter's coming back on April 6th. I'm hoping to be able to play one or two of his new tunes. And I love Mel. Great guy. Can't wait to catch up with him again. And if you don't know who Mel is, he did Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me. How You Couldn't Know is beyond me. He's a legend. So then we have actor and voiceover artist Jim Meskimen on April 13th. He's also Marion Ross's son. How cool is that? And he's doing wonderful in the entertainment industry. And he's got, I forgot the name of it. I saw there's a new movie out that he's involved in. What is it called? Real America or something? Hang on. I think I have it here on a piece of paper. I think I wrote it down. Here, I wrote it somewhere. Oh, Common Census. My bad. It looks a lot about kind of looks like what we're going on these days, and it says, if it ain't an amendment, it ain't in the Constitution. And that's Jim Meskimen's in that with Susan Matan, and I think it's possibly directed by Anson Williams. How cool is that? So Anson's been on the show a couple of times. I'd like to have him back. I haven't talked to him in a while. He's a great guy. Then on Thursday, April 14th, composer Michael Whalen's going to be coming back. He's got a new album coming out. We're going to play a couple tunes of his. He has composed many, many, many songs for TV and movies. And he's also giving away two tickets to his live stream concert on April 22nd. I believe the new album drops around that time. I could be wrong with the date. That's why I don't want to say a specific date, but I think part of it dropped in March, and I think another part drops in April. So I don't have a date specifically, so I don't want to give you one until I know for sure. And then April 18th, you're going to meet my new friend, who I love a lot, Eileen Shapiro. She is an author and an award-winning publicist, a great, great person. Can't wait to hang out with her. We chat on the phone quite often. And then, this is going to be great, too. On April 20th, guitarist Rick Ventura from Riot Act. They've got a new album out, too. You know I love playing new music. I hope you guys know I love playing new music, so I can't wait for that, and that's going to be fun. We're going to have some nice rock playing for you guys. And then we've got on the 21st, Kimberly Allen. She just got promoted to staff writer at WeTV, and they have she's working on That's American, The Real America, I think is the name of that, and that's where I got that from. And then on 4/27, April 27th, we've got Deuce Martinez, and he is a DJ. He's from old school hip-hop, and oh my God, he's a dancer, he's a musician, he's also CEO of D Wild Music and a promoter. He actually put together the 90s dance party at NJ Pack. So he does a lot of stuff like that. So we're going to talk to him, have a great time with him. Hopefully we'll have some music to play for him too, because I do love that we can add music to the show. I apologize that we didn't do a March music mashup. This quarter end was a bitch. I'm not going to lie. So not much time to do anything. And I will do one maybe over the weekend, next weekend. Maybe we'll do another one. I'm not sure. So, thank you again to Jeffrey Sitkov, president and founder of Doors of Change. Go to doorsofchange.org if you want to help the situation, and it is helping homeless youth get off the streets, straighten out their lives, and be normal again. It's so sad. How did you throw your kids out, or just for a kid to have to leave home and have to be homeless? What the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing to your kids? What is going on? My goodness. It's a mess. I just don't understand it. But help them out if you can. Again, a small donation, like Jeffrey said, even a small donation if you can't purchase one of the autographed instruments or whatever the memorabilia is there. I haven't seen the website. I'm going to check it out. So what should we close with here? How about we close with be kind? So because we should be kinder to each other. And again, if you are not angry, you are not paying attention. You guys need to pay attention to what's going on. I don't care who you are, who you support, whatever. If you don't think what is going on is wrong, you have something wrong with you. That's all I'm saying. Fight for your country, people, not your party, whatever. All right, Jeffrey Sitkoff, thank you very much. President and founder, Doors of Change, doorsofchange.org. Help them out. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we will see you on Wednesday with my buddy Mel Carter. Hi, Renee. I can't wait to have him on the show. And I got to check in on him, too, because it's been so long since we spoke. I have to make sure you're doing okay. So take care, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Have a great week. Hope everybody has a good week. And my fingers are crossed for me as well. All right. Take care. Thanks so much for listening. And it's always a pleasure to hang out with you guys. Take care. Have a good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.